For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans, and thank you so much for joining me once again on A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. Happy Monday morning. Good morning to everyone out there. I think of you all the time. I just got back from a great Saturday meeting at Lakeshore Church in Covington, Louisiana, and we did a daytime retreat there, and I want to thank those people. I thank the pastors. We just had a phenomenal time. And I know many of you listen to the broadcast once again, as you've told me when we were there, and I thank you for that. It's a great joy to bring the broadcast to you, and I'm thrilled that you're learning and you're loving it. We love bringing it. And so I just want to give a nice shout out to Lakeshore Church. Thank you, women, for having me over there. We had a great time. Great testimonies are coming in still from that meeting. But what I want to do today, and then I'll continue this week, this whole John 15 thing has grabbed a hold of me once again. I'm going deeper in this truth of abiding on the vine. You go deeper and you come up higher. You know what I mean? And it's all a God thing. God pulled me away, my brother, in January, February, and March, really, of 2013. And I kind of went kicking and screaming. You say, well, we saw you around at all the meetings. I know, but inside, I was being pulled to draw closer to God. And thank God, by the Holy Ghost, I obeyed, and by His grace, and kind of went away with God in my own heart early every morning, like more than usual. And the Lord showed me some areas of pruning He had to get done in my life so that as we continue in 2013, we could bear more abundant fruit for the kingdom. And I've got some of those teachings on earlier broadcasts, so you can go to my website, AnnaDonahueMinistries.com, and click the radio menu page and get some of those. But I'll continue this week after today on abiding, just deeper revelation on it. But our next meeting, we will be coming to First Baptist Church of Belle Chasse for May the 4th. Greatly looking forward to that. Those people are just wonderful people over there. We'll be doing their daytime tea with all those ladies. And then, brothers and sisters, I'm gearing up for Mirror 8. That will take place June the 15th. That's going to be major. Many of you have stayed with us. Can you believe I'm saying Mirror 8? That means we're on our eighth year of doing that conference. For 7 years, we did it for teenage girls and young adults. And now I feel the instructions of God to expand that thing. We have a daughter and a son. Our daughter, 22 years old, graduated from LSU, has been leading Bible studies for the last 5 years, off and on. She will take the 12 to 18-year-old girls from 6 o'clock to 7. We will all stay in the main sanctuary then for a women's conference at 7 o'clock, and I'll be doing that teaching. The theme is called Determined. Paul said, my determined purpose, out of Philippians, is that I know Him. And I'm going to go through 5 areas of resolve or determination to help us on our journey. Gotta run. Join me tomorrow on A Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. God bless. Thank you.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.